I'm Jamila Crumple for Delmarva Public Radio News. With proposed cuts to the Endangered Species Act, a prominent environmental group says more than 500 endangered species in Maryland could be put in jeopardy. Robert Dewey with Defenders of Wildlife says Congress has launched an assault on the act.
Last summer, there was an attack on the Endangered Species Act, an effort to prevent the listing of hundreds of new species under the Act. It was dubbed the so-called Extinction Rider. This was a policy measure added on to a funding bill that would have prevented the listing of new species. There was an amendment to remove this damaging Extinction Rider that was successful.
When the Endangered Species Act was signed in 1973 by President Richard Nixon, the act received bipartisan support in its efforts to preserve and protect fragile species. Dewey says the majority of the current anti-endangered species legislation is sponsored by congressional members from the Midwest and Western states, 15 Republicans and 2 Democrats. Dewey argues that campaign contributions made by agribusiness and oil companies have encouraged members of Congress to sponsor anti-endangered species legislation.
There is a strong correlation between the sponsors of bills that would undermine the Endangered Species Act and contributions from oil and gas companies and agribusiness. 4 backers of anti-Endangered Species Act bills that would directly benefit oil and gas companies are the beneficiaries of nearly $5 million from oil and gas companies. In the case of agribusiness, they've donated over $1 million to just 5 politicians who are sponsors of anti-endangered species bills.
When the Extinction Rider was introduced in the summer of 2011, Dewey says Maryland congressional members supported an amendment to the rider.
The chairman of the Senate Subcommittee on Wildlife is Maryland Senator Ben Cardin, who has been an exceptionally strong defender of the Endangered Species Act and strong supporter for us. Some of those legislators who voted for the measure are a number of Republicans from Maryland, including Congressman Andrew Harris and Roscoe Bartlett from Maryland as well.
Harris is on the House Committee on Natural Resources, which argues that the act hasn't been effective in over 20 years and is draining economic resources. The committee is calling for the act to be modernized and updated, but Dewey says Congress has large-scale changes in mind.
There are a broad variety of assaults now in Congress to the Endangered Species Act. Some of them are policy measures that would preclude the ability of biologists to add new species to the Endangered Species Act. Some would artificially constrain the endangered species list and say that if a species was not recovered in 15 years, for example, it would need to be removed from the act. There's also an effort in the House Natural Resources Committee to rewrite the entire Endangered Species Act statute.
Dewey says a number of the Eastern Shore's species could be in danger if protections are reduced.
A wonderful small bird, the piping plover, that migrates up and down the East Coast is imperiled by development pressures. Another species is the Delmarva fox squirrel. It is significantly larger than your average squirrel. Another species that is rare and as a consequence listed under the Endangered Species Act.
Dewey said in 2012 his organization will continue efforts to fight legislation that could roll back protection for the more than 1,300 species that are listed under the Endangered Species Act. I'm Jamila Crumple for Delmarva Public Radio News.